Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Can you imagine calling like a 1-900 number?
Yes, I'm taking off my undies right
my
now.
Undies. You like ask my... a boomer 1-900 number. Right.
What color are my bloomers?
If there were anybody in the room that you know used to call sex lines, and by used to I mean last week, it's right here.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
He is just there. He is kind of like, what's the person who comes out and does all the stuff? The president's secretary there? The
press secretary.
Press secretary.
Caroline Leavitt?
Well, whoever that is.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson have become this kind of tangent. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Greg, Butterhands.
Butterhands, Courtney?
Butterfingers, whatever. You knew what I meant.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
No, I don't think he gets that
I think
nickname.
He should be known as the Cheese Man.
I'd actually prefer to go by Lord Gruyere.
Yeah, there you go. Stay away from the cheese.
It's kind of a good one.
I see.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheese dude, maybe. Kind of, you know, cheese fella.
Cheese boy.
There you go. That's a good one.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Yeah. Greg Hill.
Yeah.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
What it do, man?
How you doing?
What up?
Courtney's out sick today.
All right.
3 a.m. text from her, and she is, I believe, dealing with the allergies.
Oh.
So, right. You know, I...
Isn't that like runny nose and watery eyes?
She said her head was going to explode in the next.
All right. So holy cow.
That's not right. a good thing.
That
but,
is brutal.
We will somehow get through the program without her.
All right.
There, every once in a while, I get to see like a smidgen of old school Greg, where it's like, "What am I doing here?
No.
Why am I up at this hour of the day, and I've got someone who couldn't take an Allegra?"
That's it, right?
I am. Curtis, I'm trying to adapt to the times that we live in.
You really? I'm not being sarcastic. You absolutely are.
There's a lot of people my age who can't find a way to relate to the youngs, and so I understand. We live in different times.
Yeah.
So, we live in different times, and so I'm forging on. And
so all you can do, Greg.
And happy to be here.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
It's just a beautiful day.
Says I get softer by the moment.
You do.
That's true. Actually, looking more svelte, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean,
those walks are paying off.
Appreciate that.
I mean, I never had allergies, but I always thought there was medication that you could take and knock it right out.
I have them. I'm suffering from them right now.
Oh, okay.
You
should have took today off.
Here I am. Hello. Good morning. And you can only see me on YouTube. We've yet to solve the Twitch issue. I don't know if there was any kind of negotiation yesterday. Shine might be more up to speed on this than I am.
I got nothing. Nobody's told me anything.
Okay. I mean, how long can they shadow ban an entire media organization?
You know what it's like to run a massive company. Sometimes emails get lost. It takes time to go through all the minutiae.
I mean, either we did something that is unforgivable or there's some kind of a mistake going on. But there are those who every day wake up and the first thing they do after, probably the second or third thing they do is they turn this show on Twitch. Right. And now they can only do it on YouTube.
But isn't there a prerequisite that you should describe what the issue was to the people that are using your platform?
Yeah, whoever owns the account should have gotten an email explaining, or at least with a line or two on why they were banned, or at least like a reason.
Okay. Shouldn't that be Boss
Even
Man?
Like a one-word reason.
Well, Ken
might be
isn't sharing. If Ken received that, Ken is not sharing it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
All right.
Well, I don't know. But
it's just so strange. We have to say net positive for Twitch with the EEI stream. I mean, they do well. I think it's the most streamed show in the Odyssey company.
It is. So, I mean, it was.
Right.
Now we're all tied. Somebody did something.
It was.
Yeah. Which we don't know what that is.
And it's also so weird that you can't show like a 2-second highlight of a pylon throw without being sent to the gulag.
I don't know.
The NFL is very careful with what they want to allow you to show and what they don't want to allow you to show.
That's true.
They're overly concerned right now with showing any footage whatsoever of any tush push and the ways in which the Eagles and others might be gaming the system. So I don't know what to tell you about that. But anyway, we are here, and a big win for the Boston Red Sox last night. Curtis,
huge.
Excellent. I don't know where you stand, but not that it matters, but I felt like Raffaella was safe at third base last night on the return. Didn't seem like that call went the way it should have gone.
And it looked like from the one angle that they had, you could really see that his hand was on the bag before the tag. But I don't know what they see. What is it in New York where they go? I don't know what they see out there that we don't get to see at home. But, you know, one of those things. And what was it? A couple batters later. Narvaez, who hit the double?
Yeah, Narvaez, who was like 0 for 17 prior to that. So, and you know, if you can get guys stepping up who have been struggling of late, then you got a chance. Chris.
Right.
You got a chance.
There exists the potential that the Red Sox return home Friday and just have to win one game and clinch a playoff spot.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's great. Honestly, like in a million years when they traded Devers, I did not think that they traded Devers and then did nothing in the subsequent months to improve the team, that they would be seated here. And it's awesome. It sucks that Roman Anthony's not close, but I am thrilled for the organization to get back. Next week on Tuesday, we'll all be hanging out watching playoff baseball.
Yeah. And it is Crochet and Scherzer tonight. Is that the match tonight?
That's correct.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. And you can hear that on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network and on the Odyssey app. Not on Twitch. No. Maybe on YouTube. I have no idea. Is playoff baseball on Apple or is it on is it on Prime or like where am I gonna? Is it gonna be very complicated for me, Curtis?
It will be. But no, I think this will be pretty simple.
Fox or ESPN, right?
TNT is or
it,
one of those.
Okay, ESPN.
I have no
still
idea.
Got it.
Baseball's had so many media deals in the last 3 years. I don't know where half of them are, but you'll be able to find it on Tuesday, and you'll be able to hear it here. All playoffs long.
Yeah, that is correct. You don't have to, no question in your mind about where you can go to hear it. And that is here with the Wills. So, very excited.
Does McDonough come back for a playoff spot?
I don't know. He should. I hope I wish Sean McDonough would be back. I mean, he's got a while till till NHL gets underway. So I would hope that he would. So
do you think that fans will be, this is now a success? Like, no matter what happens next week, they view this year as successful.
If they make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You do?
Yeah, I think that because the way in which it's very weird how this season went, because I think prior to the season, a lot of fans' expectations were this team could make a deep run.
Yeah.
Then it was all the stuff that kind of went on early in the season, and I think fans just kind of fell off. And even Cora was like, if you would have told us in spring training we'd be, you know, a playoff team a couple of weeks away, we would all take it, which is weird because we all went into this spring training like, all right, this is going to be a really good season. And then with all the trash that happened, I think that kind of just lowered our expectations.
Yeah, but the trash happens everywhere. Like,
But it wasn't as – I think it because of the Devers.
Because
like,
of the Devers trade, which was a significant trade, mm-hmm. Yes, you could have had an expectation change. But I think, you know, getting Crochet and then – coming back and Bregman signs here, I think you had to have an expectation that not only were they a playoff team, but I expected them to go, you know, to go through a round.
Right.
I mean,
That was before the season started.
Yeah,
during the season, our expectations dropped completely off the thing. Like, this team stinks, fire everybody. You know, Bregman's going to leave. And then they turned it around and they went on a run.
So it was when I went to Hawaii, if we're being honest. The mm-hmm. season changed. That yeah. Right then, they won 10 in a row. Because I remember the final conversation with Sam Kennedy at the dive in Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right.
He was still pissed because I think the Sox were under 500 at that point.
They were.
Yeah. I mean, which is pretty crazy. But I think, Wiggy, it all balanced out. Like, so you brought in Bregman. There was a lot of optimism. You trade Devers. But mm-hmm. then you got the infusion of energy and talent with Roman Anthony, who I think is a catalyst outside of Garrett Crochet as to why they're here.
And they're young, and I think that's what they sell us. Is this is a young core. It's a young core. So making the postseason, I think, is exciting for a lot of people because they think this team is a young team that they're going to build around, and you'll see this every single year.
Well, listen, also, if he can get through the first round and then you end up with maybe the Yankees, you've looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the full season, you've looked pretty good against the Yankees. So, I don't know.
And if you win tonight, then likely, I mean, barring some catastrophic event, Crochet will be good to go Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have your best pitcher on good rest, ready to go in the first game. And then you have to think you'd be either a slight favorite or, I mean, that's going to be basically a pick 'em.
Right.
And if the Red Sox keep winning, they have the tiebreaker against the Yankees. They would be home field against the Yankees if they were to be in the playoffs.
Well, that's. I think the key is like it's so tight though that like even last night you're nervous watching that game because Giolito wasn't on it. I mean he grinded it out, but there was what was that the second inning where it bases loaded and he kind of got out of it with the foul ball call. You're still so nervous watching them.
Oh, the Springer pitch.
Yeah, you're still so nervous watching them because everybody else is basically right there, what do they say, nipping on their heels? Is that what they say?
I wouldn't use that phrase, but yeah, that's one.
You haven't had success in that
speaking
that space.
Of Jimmy Kimmel.
Right. All right, basically, right over their shoulder. Right. How's that one?
And we're going. No, I would say also not exactly the kind of pitcher you want in the playoffs in Giolito because base runners are not your goal when you're in a must-win playoff game. So hopefully they are able to get rid of those.
Yeah. Also, a 401 texter is upset that they are suggesting I am condescending toward Coach Wiggins this morning. If I was, I apologize.
What? Wiggy. I don't know. In what way?
Did you feel like I was was I condescending toward Wiggy this morning? I don't.
Was it the allergies?
I don't. Could be the allergies. No, I don't know.
No
could
idea.
Be that it's a Wednesday. Yeah. I have no idea.
Never noticed those things.
Yeah.
If they are happening.
Well, you played for Belichick and Parcells. I think he could handle great.
Yeah, I'm fine. My skin's thick enough. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to. Mine is Courtney this morning. And if you would like to be a part of it, you could call 617-779-7937. That's the same number that you can text on the Subaru of New England text line. And text us anytime this morning with your thoughts. We will get to our leads in about 10 minutes or so. They said it at 7:20 this morning. And apparently the Euros have their herringbone knickers in a bunch over how mean American Ryder Cup fans are. I love this. So we'll get to that audio during They Said It, and we'll get to Micah Parsons and what Micah Parsons said about sacking Dak Prescott this weekend and other things during They Said It at 7:20, and the news at 7:45 this morning, I am assuming with you, Shime, in Courtney's absence.
Sure, I'd be happy to step in, Greg.
Okay, that includes the dumbest of the day, and if you are planning a murder, how you should not get your murder supplies. And so that is coming up during the news this morning.
Although a potential new business idea for Jackson.
True. Oh, Jackson lead this morning in Courtney's
oh,
absence?
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Is he ready back there? I'm sure he is.
Which local place noticed Jackson?
He is. Jackson is ready. Jackson's ready to go at a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. So a lead from...
He's always ready.
A lead from Jack. Amen. Coming up on the show. And my daily reminder that you can leave us a voice note anytime the spirit moves this morning. So on any topic, do that on the Odyssey app. You will see a microphone there, and you click on the mic and share your deepest, innermost thoughts with us in voice note form. And we'll play the best ones back at about 9:20 this morning. Here to start us off is Shime with What is Trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Big win for the Red Sox last night. They beat the Blue Jays 4-1. Lucas Giolito had to grind through a start, going 4 2/3, allowing one run on 3 hits, striking out 3. Nathaniel Lowe went 2-for-2 in the game with 2 RBIs, including the go-ahead RBI single in the 6th. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. Must be 18 years or older to play.
On the text line, a suggestion that Courtney is actually out today because she has inside info on the rapture, which I didn't even
did she
think.
Ascend?
Solo ascension, maybe.
Maybe Santo was actually the one to send the text because he doesn't want to reveal that she ascended.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe she's like they wanted to bring up one person and give it a try, see how the whole process works. Yeah. So it was her.
What revenge, though? Santo famously was stuck in coach. Now she's continuing to leave him behind.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah. Harry, I hope, is with her.
The Sox are back at it tonight with the Blue Jays in Toronto. 7:07 first pitch with Garrett Crochet on the mound opposite Max Scherzer. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcand at 6:07 for the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. Some bad news as the Sox try and get into the playoffs. According to Craig Breslow, Roman Anthony has, quote, quite a bit of room, end quote, to go before he can start baseball activities.
All right. We'll see you next year, brother.
Yeah.
With 5 games left, the Red Sox currently sit in the second wild card spot, 1 game up on the Detroit Tigers, who have lost their division lead to the Cleveland Guardians.
And has Roman Anthony been cleared for seaport activities?
I don't think he was ever told he couldn't do seaport activities.
Okay, all right.
I know Greg, very excited for the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
The Ryder Cup opening ceremonies have actually been moved up to today, as they expect some inclement weather tomorrow. So they canceled those, moved them up to today. So
what a great setup it is down there at Bethpage. Have you? I know you and I were looking a little bit yesterday, but
yeah.
Did you watch any of the practice stuff yesterday?
Yeah, I'm excited to see how this competition goes. I'm hoping the USA can come out strong, but I'm not fully confident, to be completely honest.
We'll get to it during They Said It, or maybe even during a lead, but I believe the American fans are going to be all over, as they should, Rory McIlroy. I cannot wait for that.
My
this
people.
Weekend. Great weekend. Unbelievable sports weekend.
Is it a douche move that Keegan Bradley's honorary captain's Amanda Bolonus?
Could be. Yes, it could be. That would be that next level trolling.
The Indians in 07 had Josh Beckett's ex-Flames sing the national anthem and it backfired.
I mean, there's great football, though, this weekend.
That
so,
there is.
So there's great college football.
Yep.
LSU, Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. You got Georgia, Bama.
BC Cal. This week
Auburn,
is the best.
Auburn, Texas A&M. Yeah.
This is the best week of sports in. This is the best week of sports in all of mankind.
Yeah,
you have baseball playoffs, Red Sox in it, best college football weekend. You got Chiefs, Patriots.
Chiefs, Ravens. One of them will be 1-4.
Right.
1-3.
One and three.
And the Bees may name a captain.
Yep. Well, speaking of the Bees, Curtis got a win in preseason action last night. They beat the Rangers 5-4 in overtime. Couple goals from Mike Lacymont, Murat Husnadinov, Nikita Zadorov in there. So good stuff for the All Bruins. Right. Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Most goals have a clear course, like planning a trip. But when it comes to losing 40 or 50 pounds, that's a totally different story. Except with Awaken 180. A clear course to fast, proven weight loss with free support for life. Awaken 180 Weight Loss.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, our leads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are without Courtney, who is out sick with the allergies, and back hopefully tomorrow on the show tomorrow. Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football at 6:45. And I'm assuming Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, who are on the precipice, Curtis, of being a playoff team. And certainly that win last night helps a lot. And I talked earlier about the potential to get the Yankees in the second round, and I got a texter who's all over me about the Major League Baseball playoff system, and they change it every year. And so I guess if the playoffs were to start this evening, then the Red Sox would get the Yankees
correct
in round one.
So I have the up to the minute postseason picture at MLB.com. Right now.
I love this. Let's get right into it.
The 5 seed in the American League are your Boston Red Sox. They would play the 4 seed Yankees in a best of 3, all games played at Yankee Stadium.
All right.
The winner of that series would then face the Blue Jays, with the Blue Jays having home field in a normal wild card best of 5.
Okay. Right.
So the American League right now is Tigers, Indians, or Guardians, geez. Red Sox, Yankees, and the wild card. In the NL, this would be epic. Mets, Dodgers. How much money is on those two teams?
A lot.
In the wild card, with the Dodgers having home field, and then our old friend Xander Bogaerts and the Padres taking on the Cubs in the other one.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you can listen this evening as the Red Sox look to take this series in Toronto, and then they are home and wrap things up this weekend. So,
and it could be a pretty big October, Greg. The Red Sox and the Greg Hill Show coming out of New York with big victories.
Oh yeah, that's right. Who's going to the Marconi ceremony? I've already been. I feel like it should be maybe Jackson.
Jackson, go down there.
We are a finalist once again when it comes to the Marconi.
Yep.
You know, I have the original, the first that we ever won.
Right.
At home, so mm-hmm. this one can go to.
I would put in the studio.
Would you like it at the over at the city?
Ooh,
the
right
city
next
Wiggins?
To the lava lamp.
I think you put it in the studio, right? Isn't that what you do when you get team awards?
Yeah,
put them in the studio.
Put it right in the studio.
You put it right behind you, next to your picture when you was doing time.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Right.
This is very anti-Belichickian.
You got but remember, we're not in that mode no more. We're the new Gen Zers.
Right.
We manifest everything.
I love it.
Yeah, and Courtney, every time I mention Courtney's out sick, there are those who are concerned that she is part of the rapture. And the rapture, I waited for it all day yesterday. It didn't happen. Maybe it's going to happen today. I don't know.
She said you got till tonight, midnight.
Is
that what she said, the rapture? They said either
depending
today.
Depending on the time zone.
Yeah, I guess our time zone. I'm saying here on the East Coast, midnight. So that's what she said, yeah. that they were saying the 23rd yeah. into the 24th. So.
I'm just concerned about all those influencers that she follows, the Rapture influencers, mm-hmm. who all sold all of their possessions. We were listening to some of them on the show yesterday. What do they do when it doesn't happen?
I always wonder about those that, you know, predict a doom and gloom and yeah. then it's just Wednesday.
Right.
And where do you go from there?
And also, I couldn't figure out, like, Courtney was playing that woman, very religious woman, who had sold her home.
Mm.
And, like, if the rapture is happening,
right,
why do you need the cash? Like, why wouldn't you just give your home away?
Right, that's what I don't get.
For those who are not ascending.
Right. Right.
Like, that would seem like the Christian thing to do.
Right.
It would be to just give it away. What are you going to do with the cash? You can't right. take the cash with you when you ascend.
No.
This is why I mock all the celebrities that talk about the impending doom of climate change while buying oceanfront properties.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty similar. Like, where are you going to go?
Right.
I mean, you're going to one place only, and right. I don't think you need cash up there.
No, I don't think, yeah, I don't think I was, you can even I use mean, cash up I, there.
They probably have had some kind of heavenly ATM or something.
I bet everything's free up yeah. there.
You think
Greg,
so?
I bet it's heaven. Everything's free.
Like maybe a buffet this, as soon as unlimited. You get there. Like, yep. Unlimited buffet.
Unlimited freebies.
It's like a cruise. Like, yeah. I guess.
Exactly.
Maybe this is how Courtney and Santo got their home. They told the seller that they had to get rid of it because the rapture was coming.
Yeah, maybe. It's possible.
Isn't it odd, the cruise thing? I've never been on one. But, like, if you're on a boat and you're going to be going into a pool or on a beach the entire week, isn't the last thing you want to be doing just going to an all-you-can-eat buffet before you go to the pool? Like, well, don't you feel, weighed down and nasty?
I like the all-you-can-eat yeah. buffet. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but
right.
I...
It's like the resort. Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love an all-you-can-eat buffet at any time?
People either love or hate cruising. There's no middle ground there. I like, when you talk to people... Mm-hmm. They either go on a cruise every year or they go, I hate it. I would right. never do it. I don't want to be, I can't stand being stuck on a boat. Like, there's no middle ground on right. it.
Especially
think.
Now with the, was it Carnival, the cruise? I mean, it's like flying Southwest. There's a lot of violence, a lot of stuff going on those cruises, man. Yeah. It is wild.
Did you see the Virgin cruise ship that came to port like last week, right mm-hmm. down in our cruise area?
No.
It was the biggest ship I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I guess it's an industry that's done really well post-pandemic, that it's one of the few ones that are picking up.
Virgin's the way to go, too. They're all adult only, so and they don't have none of the YNs on there. Wreckish. Messing stuff up.
The what?
The YNs. Just Google it. The wild. Yeah,
please don't explain that to him.
Yeah. That's why I told him just Google it.
What? You cracked me up. It's up until a certain point.
The
youngins.
The youngins. You know.
Okay.
You
know.
Got it.
Yeah.
The youngins out there just wilding out and
we got you, coach.
Yeah. So just be careful on those cruises if you are going on some of them. Make sure you go on Virgin. Virgin is a cool one, a safe one. It's a little bit more money.
Have you ever been on one?
Never. So my parents are like you. They went on one cruise before I was born, and they're like, swore it off. Like, I'm never going back. So I know people that love them. I mean, certainly looks amazing. I'd love to do the Queen Mary to England. I think that would be cool.
Mm. Well, that's your home continent.
Right. I did live there briefly.
Sure you want to do that? That's from here to England across the Atlantic?
It looks
kind of dangerous.
I know,
Titanic.
Hey.
That's what I think about.
Right. Well,
keep me in the Caribbean where there's no icebergs.
Have you, Greg?
What?
Gone on a cruise?
Yeah, I went on one a lot, like before Jen and I were married. So, and I didn't mind it. Like, I like it. You get off, you go to an island,
kick it all day long. You can gamble, because when you're in the water, you can gamble all night.
International waters.
There's clubs, there's lounges, there's restaurants everywhere. Like you said, it's all you can eat. You don't have to worry about, the only time you got to spend money is when you gamble.
Yeah, I think I might do a Disney cruise at some point.
Yeah, we should do that with young James.
Oof, that's wild.
Yeah.
You're going to be around.
Not for me, Wags.
Thousands of kids don't.
Yep. Wow. Well, noise-canceling headsets are coming handy.
All right, Shine, before we launch leads, let's open the Window World of Boston weather window for Curtis, please. Because it is raining out there this morning, Curtis.
It is. We got rain around. It's going to be This is one of the few ugly days we've had recently. It's going to be a high of 68. We're going to have rain in the area from now all the way up until about 6 tonight. Nothing crazy. Light rain mostly throughout the day, but not a fun day if you have outdoor plans later.
And then the weekend, looking ahead, looking pretty good.
Looking great. We're looking at Saturday and Sunday. Perfect day at Alumni Stadium for some tailgating. 72, partly cloudy, and Friday and Sunday, 75. Going to be just an unbelievable TV sports watching weekend. Yeah. I cannot wait.
Yeah. All right. You can get a whole house full of windows installed, and they are energy efficient windows for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That chime is disturbed and down with the sickness. I'm assuming for Courtney.
Yeah, long distance dedication to our queen.
Well, you know, allergies can be debilitating. Like, there are people that are out months sometimes. With allergies.
It's true. I mean, I battled through those things all summer. I get it.
I mean, you know, the nose is stuffed up and you got a scratch in the throat. And a little bit of a headache here and there. I mean, how can you can't work under those conditions.
Right. I always thought Wiggy had allergies because his eyes were bloodshot.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. Yeah. He's suffering from a different
thing. I show up, man. Amen. Yeah. I show up and show out.
I mean, it is caused, in his case, by nature. That's true. Certainly.
So, naughty by nature.
Yes. All right. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event, which is happening now. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer locally when you go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. In Courtney's absence, to start us off this morning, here is Jackson with a lead. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course.
So my lead is somewhat of a douche move ruling for the end of summer or early fall, as it be. My really good friend, one of my best friends, I am the one who got him into golfing. I introduced him to the game. I tried to get him to play for a couple of years, and finally he did. He played. He fell in love.
What is this man's name? Just first name only.
His name is Danny.
Danny.
Okay. Danny, yes.
How do you two know each other?
Best friend since sixth grade.
Okay.
All right. So finally got him into golf, and he played a couple times, fell in love with it. Now he's all gung-ho, you know, gadgets galore, all that kind of stuff. So him and his circle of friends, they go out quite a bit, and I've gotten close with his circle of friends as well. And
Jackson, did you sell his golf bag without his approval?
Right.
Actually, halfway.
Okay. Jackson got him a good deal on a golf bag he found in a dumpster.
Story for another day, but yeah, something like that. But so, you know, so whenever there's a golf tournament in our, you know, surrounding that one of us has, the other three guys always ask the other ones. You know, we always ask each other first. Uh-huh. We have first right of refusal for golf tournaments.
Which is generally longer, the scramble tournament you're playing in or this lead?
Probably the lead.
Okay, all right.
So I've slowly been falling off the cliff of being asked to join said golf tournaments.
So they're leaving you out.
Well, I do say no a lot just because it's very expensive and very time-consuming. And, you know, I feel guilty having a good time for a lot of money when I don't make a lot of money. So it's an inner struggle. But am I the douche for thinking that it's kind of weird? Because all I want to be is be asked. I can say no all I want. You know, it doesn't. I just want to be asked.
Okay.
Am I a douche or are they
douche? So you're suffering from what the kids would call FOMO.
Yeah.
FOMO's my allergy, man. Yeah. That debilitates me sometimes.
You're the douche because if they've asked you a bunch of times and you said no, they probably got to the point where it's like it's not even worth asking.
Right. Right.
So if you're like, why ain't they asking me? You're the douche in this one.
I could see Jackson complaining about asking a guy over and over and then finally not asking and saying, well, then why are you mad at me now?
Yeah,
I guess. Okay, that makes sense. But it's not like I've ever flaked on them. You know, if I say yes, I'm in, but I say but no say most of the time.
Yeah, right. So they're probably like, it's not even worth asking Jackson.
Right. Well, that's why I asked the question.
If you're telling them that you don't have the money for it, they probably have just moved on.
Right.
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jackson, thank you. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Greg. This is normally Curtis's side of the street, but I feel the need to advocate for Tom Brady because I decided I wanted to today. He's gotten a lot of negative press over the last couple weeks for the whole being in the Raiders coaching booth, basically, with a headset on, and also broadcasting games. Well, I would just like to point out the fact, Greg, you've already teased a couple times that this weekend we'll see a great matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens.
Correct.
Greg, would you like to guess how many times Tom Brady started an NFL season 1-3?
The way you say it, I'm going to guess once.
Never. Zero. Zero times have they ever has he ever started a season 1-3. He's only started a season 1-2 twice, and both of those times after that second loss rattled off six straight wins. Once in 2006 and then in once in 2012 and then once in 2018.
What was the record that spurred the "we're on to Cincinnati" comment?
Wasn't that
1-2?
And then they rattled off six straight.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I would just like to point out that if Patrick Mahomes loses to the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday, he'll have done yet another thing Tom Brady never did, which is start an NFL season 1-3. Like, we need to just – everybody just needs to chill with the Patrick Mahomes is amazing conversation.
Yes.
Maybe he was just on a great team with a lot of good talent. A lot of that talent's now gone.
Yes.
His coach is now older, and he's finally turned 30 and realized the struggles.
Yes.
Because even when Tom Brady had Rashay Caldwell, he was still really good.
His tight end is washed.
Yeah, definitely washed.
Yes.
So, yes, I love this lead, Shime.
Can I say something about this lead?
What?
Shime's boy also could be starting 1-3.
Correct.
And that so can, when you do
Shime,
this lead.
Shime blames that on the defense.
Yes.
And McDaniels.
when you do
the Patriots aren't good.
We're talking about the Ravens.
Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Drake May could be 1-3.
Yeah. So when you do the lead to criticize Mahomes, I get it. Stop 1-3.
Shime's like, that Baltimore defense is off this year.
They are bad. But that's beside the point. My thing is Lamar Jackson hasn't been chasing Tom Brady. This entire time, Patrick Mahomes is the one that's been chasing Tom Brady, or as you aptly used the phrase earlier, Wiggy, nipping at his heels.
Right.
Yes. I don't believe that you can allow that to continue when a guy starts a season 1-3 when Tom Brady
never... Yeah, but one guy has, what, three Super Bowl wins, and the one across from him who could potentially start 1-3, that's a two-time MVP, has zero Super Bowl
wins. But that's why it matters less for him, Lamar Jackson.
Listen,
like, it doesn't...
I'm just saying, you're doing a lead about a guy... which rightfully so, you should be, you know, criticizing starting 1-3. But your boy, who I love too, and I'll co-sign with you, you gotta hold the same energy for Lamar that you're doing for Mahomes now.
But Chime is correct in the rush to anoint Patrick Mahomes as the next Tom Brady or the GOAT.
Right.
Way before he deserved it.
Right.
And so
and to put a cherry on top of that, Greg, so when Brady was still great, there was this race to say, I knew he was done first. And so the entire media conglomerate of the NFL reporters would go out of their way to jump on top of him out and say, yep, Brady lost to the Chiefs. We know his age and contract. He sucks. They're not good anymore.
Right.
Whereas with Patrick Mahomes, this is the start. Three games in, the season's already flying by into this season.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be year three of Mahomes being average in the regular season. Right now, he's got three touchdowns and one pick through three games.
Right.
He's only completing 59% of his passes.
See, the struggle that any quarterback's going to have, especially Mahomes right now when it comes to Brady, is all you could do is compare Mahomes and Brady through their first, whatever it is, 6 years of their career. Where Brady completely blows everybody out the water is basically his second half of his career, where he just can dominate. So,
but you can't compare NFL passing stats from the early
2000s. No, I'm not talking about passing stats. I'm just talking about the Brady that we know and we love. Because you remember, Brady has two careers. So the first career, you can look at the three Super Bowls that he won.
The two Super Bowl MVPs.
Yes, that I was part of. Like, you can compare him and Mahomes to that, but then where Brady just blows everybody out the water is the fact that he was able to have a whole nother career where he won three more Super Bowls. He was, you know, unbelievable.
Yeah. Also,
four more.
To put a texter to rest, Curtis, you're the savant here, so just, you know, jog my memory if I'm wrong, but Tom Brady in 2001 didn't come in until, like, midway through that second game against the Jets, correct?
The final fourth quarter, basically.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't there for the first two losses. He didn't start the first two losses of the year and then rattled off win, loss, win.
Are they trying to call you out and say 2001, they started 1-3?
Yeah,
whatever.
Tom Brady didn't even start the first two games.
No, correct.
And when Tom Brady took over, his first three games were win, loss, win.
Yeah, he went 11-3 after that game. The first start of Brady's career was against Peyton Manning the next week, and they went
11-3. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Lead there from Scheim. Well done. One from Jackson as well. When we come back, lead from Texter said, has Jackson ever not been the douche in the douche move ruling that he's looking for?
Wow.
That's a great question. Well, I don't know.
Definitely was the douche when he called the cops on the store.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. All right. Lead from Curtis coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning and hello. We are without Courtney this morning. She is home sick and hopefully back tomorrow, minus the potential for some kind of a second day rapture or something like that. We are not the show, not on Twitch, the whole station shadow banned on Twitch. No idea when we will be back on Twitch, but we are up and at 'em on YouTube this morning. So if you are someone who chooses to watch this show, then you can do that on YouTube. And interesting, the two very different experiences, I feel like. Scheim, you back me up as a sometimes gamer, sometimes Twitch gamer. Two different experiences, YouTube and Twitch.
Very much so. YouTube can kind of be the wild, wild west sometimes.
Oh, my God. It
gets a little frisky in there.
It's dangerous in that chat.
Yeah, watch. Keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, but... I don't know why we don't know, why Ken has not been able to ascertain why we were kicked off. I don't know who did what. I don't know if I should be asking Adam Jones or Rich Keefe. I asked them yesterday. They were talking about, they did some sort of a turds of the game segment. Maybe that's what it was. I have no idea. I don't know what led. I have no idea what led to it. I have no idea.
I'm sure Ken's getting to the bottom of it.
So we welcome you to YouTube, and this show on YouTube every day is presented by Springer's Jewelers. Go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. If you need a diamond or you need a gift, you want to get somebody a beautiful necklace or a bracelet, or you want to reward yourself for your success with a beautiful timepiece, go to Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And we were in the middle of leads, and here is one from Curtis. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. So, you know, I'm not always right. I don't even know if I'm often right. But when things are too easily simplistic, when things fit too nicely, I always smell a rat. And Christian Gonzalez, on the first rep of the first padded 11-on-11 practice at training camp, came down with a hamstring injury. Now it's one of the longest hamstring injuries in the history of man. And Albert Breer went on NBC Sports Boston last night and had this to say.
Like, what I found is there wasn't a setback, which I think almost makes it worse. And I know their full expectation when he got hurt at the end of July was that he was going to be ready for week one. But even more recently, like, they could have put him on IR before week one, right? Like, I'm talking about the week of week one. They could have put him on IR and shelved him for the first 4 weeks. If he misses this game, now we're at 4 weeks, which means he's not just behind schedule for where they thought he would be in July. He's behind schedule for where they thought he would be at the beginning of September.
So the heat is building.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't believe that Mike Vrabel's job is in jeopardy. I don't think Robert Kraft wants to pay three people to coach the Patriots. but this is the beginning of the team finally saying, we've gone out of our way to be patient, to preach that you are working your butt off behind the scenes. We've done our best. Christian Gonzalez going on a national, what was it, NFL Network last week, Shime?
Good Morning Football.
Right. So, Good Morning Football. That's what I say when I wake up. But I also, it struck me a little bit like how Diggs went on with Kay Adams or Diana Rossini.
Yeah.
It just was odd. This is not normal. The guy's 20 years old. His hamstrings shouldn't require this amount of time. And I believe, stronger than ever, that yes, maybe he hurt his hamstring, but he has been milking it because he wants to get to the end of the year and get the cash.
Do you remember a month and a half ago or whatever, I was yelled at by those because I dared to bring it up. And people were like, well, you know, it doesn't matter because he can't get a new deal until next year. And Greg, you're what are you talking about? Like, it's clear to me that he is hanging back and waiting for something. And whether he's trying to, his agent is telling him, hey, hang back, see how bad they are without you. And that positions us better when it comes to the, you know, the negotiation at the end of the year. Like, whatever it is, it's clear, I think, that you're not out for this long with a hamstring. And there was no setback.
If there's no setback, this is 100% contractually related. I know he can't get a new deal now. I don't know what.
Why don't we hear any whispers, though, about, like, you know, possibly looking into a new deal?
Well,
or
because they can't whisper about
it. What do you mean? Like, why, the other side is true. Why isn't he practicing if he's had just hurt his hamstring in July?
Oh, hamstrings are funny. I heard mine. They are funny, especially for a guy at his position.
So you don't think it's odd that his first practice, his first rep in the
That's interesting
camp?
That you bring that up. Yeah, I mean, that is an interesting point. I get that you're holding
out. Why is the organization having this sent out through Breer?
Well, no, I guess the way I'm looking at it is, yeah, you're showing your value, but you show more value playing than you do sitting out.
But if you trust that you're good, then you get
right. But even if you're good, he didn't play much his rookie year. He only played in, what, 4 games?
Okay, let's say he's a free agent and he doesn't get franchised this offseason. He doesn't even play this year. He gets bank this offseason.
Yeah, but he doesn't get as much as if he played. He wouldn't be
but
the highest.
In his mind, he's like, that's fine because the risk is greater. Because if I get injured like I did in my rookie
year. Yeah, but one goes into it. He goes into it as, I want to be the highest corner to play. He didn't play his rookie year but 4 games. Right. So now when you start to look at where he is, and I get that he's very valuable, and yes, this is adding to his value, but he adds more to his value if he's playing than sitting out.
Yeah. You might believe that, but his agent might be telling him different, you know.
I mean,
and maybe his agent's got info from other teams that he says they'll get you this money next year. What? Don't risk it. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I get the part you're maybe saying that, but. All right. Well, I guess.
I mean, otherwise, why wouldn't you play? I told you
because maybe the hamstring is worse than we thought it was.
But it's the organization would not be. I don't think they'd be saying this if he couldn't play. Do you? Mike Vrabel would allow this messaging outside the building if he thought that he actually was having a serious hamstring issue and couldn't play?
Somebody is telling Bert Breer that there was no setback.
Right.
They had said that there was a setback. There was an indication that there was a setback.
Right.
And somebody saying, no, there wasn't a setback. It's just taking a long time for him to recover.
Right, right. But we know what Vrabel said. Right. There's a lot of rats in that building.
Like, how will you feel if tomorrow Courtney has a setback on the allergies and she's not here day number two?
Maybe the allergies are worse than we
sign you tab or whatever it is that you take for allergies.
Yeah, whatever you get for your allergies. If she said her head feels like it's ready to blow off.
Yeah, that's what she said. Her head was going to blow up.
So
literally blow up.
Is
that a sign of the rapture?
I have no idea. All right. Curtis, thank you.
You got it.
Lead from Wiggy, lead from me, coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.